This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody, Pete Haley, NBC Sports Washington, joins us to talk about those Commanders. Pete, we're kicking this around earlier on the program. Alex Smith had some comments about basically defensive head coaches and how it's not the best recipe for young quarterbacks. Well, there's a young quarterback here with a conservative defensive head coach that likes playing 15-14 type games, that loves running the ball and ruining everything. But now they finally have a good offensive coordinator. Have they done enough to support Sam Howell?
I think they've taken a very good step, and we'll see if Eric Bieniemy working so closely with Sam Howell is enough to overcome the defensive structure of this organization. Not just Ron Rivera, but Jack Del Rio has a lot of power. Martin Mayhew is a GM. There's a lot of defensive guys in control of this thing. But as a quarterback, he's going to be working closely with Bieniemy and also Tavita Pritchard, their new QB coach out of Stanford. So it can be done. I mean, we've seen Josh Allen do pretty well in Buffalo with Sean McDermott, who's a defensive guy. So there are examples of it happening. But sure, when probably at the end of this year when this Ron Rivera experiment is over and he moves on, I would love to see them go in a different direction and try and find an offensive head coach. But maybe this is enough. Bieniemy and Howell can make some sweet, sweet music together.
Who's more important this season, in your opinion, Bieniemy or Howell?
I think it's still Howell. Not in like the players are the ones who play the game, but I just still think Bieniemy can only do so much to help him. He can put him in good spots and have him run, have him move around, but Howell is still going to have to be mature and learn from his mistakes and not let the pressure get to him. I think there's upside there, but I'm wondering when the downside comes out, because he's only played in one game, will Ron be patient enough? Will this team be patient enough, be able to stay afloat before everybody starts panicking and they go to Brissett and they just try to finish 8-9 because that's their favorite record and they love finishing with 8 wins. So the enemy will be an influence, and I'm still pretty damn surprised he's here, but Howell matters more because he could be here for 10 years if it works out really well. If it goes well for everyone, then the enemy's probably head coaching somewhere next season.
Pete, Grant doesn't buy it, but I'm wondering if you do. I basically am looking at the past precedent here, where Ron's team start off terribly. That's back to Carolina and now here. And then he breaks things and says, nope, we're doing something different, running the ball and checking it down, and that's that. That's why I think Brissett plays more games than Sam Howell this year. What do you think?
I think it's going to be Howell, but I do think Brissett gets a chance here, maybe a month-long chance. Maybe they go back to Howell at the end if playoffs are out of the question or if there's a coaching change and it's like a all speed ahead on the future. But I think Howell does get the beginning and end of the season. And hell, if it goes well, then he gets all of it. But also there's a little bit of an injury concern. I know he's small height-wise. He's pretty thick weight-wise, but you always got to worry about that. And look, they gave Brissett a good amount of money. I think he came here knowing that there was going to be at least a very good opportunity for him to play. So I am on the Howell side, but I bet it's like, 10-7, 11-6. There's going to be plenty of both quarterbacks and maybe even Jake Fromm or some other third quarterback, because that is just the track record of this organization lately.
What worries you about this roster?
It's tough, Grant, because let's not say love. I really like most of the roster. But the two biggest question marks are, what are they? Quarterback and offensive line. And those are pretty vital pieces. Like, the defensive line is pretty well established. And if Chase Young gets going, then look out. I'm really a big fan of the receivers. I think McLaurin and Dotson can do wonders together. The secondary is all of a sudden pretty stacked with a lot of movable guys. Tight ends and running backs are at least interesting. And then you have Tressway, who's Tressway. But look, all those guys can do their jobs, but if the O-line's letting guys get past and get into Sam Howell's grill and then Howell's crumbling because there's so much pressure, it's going to look a lot like the past couple seasons where there are nice pieces, there are good players, there's maybe a couple Pro Bowlers, but in the end, the Commanders still aren't relevant in comparison to the rest of the league. So it's tough because on one hand, I want to say this team is pretty well-built, but the ones that are not well-built, the pieces that are still lacking, are the ones who will determine ultimately how good this season is.
That was awesome. Three espresso martinis for you, young man, tonight based on that hit. Way to go.
Wow. Yep. Thank you so much.
Huge.
You guys.
Huge.
Pete, be good. There's Pete Haley of NBCSportsWashington.com. We're Grant and Danny. That was your Beltway Blitz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.